Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you both. It is 7:09 on this chilly Thursday morning. Dr. Alex Coker joins us, Associate Professor of Coastal Geology at the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm great. I love the cold weather. How about you?
Ditto. It's great. It's refreshing, and my dog likes it too.
What kind of dog?
So, brown dog.
Brown dog.
She's a...
I love it. What's her name?
Her name is Yazoo.
We're very dog friendly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Coker about land that was created with forest and plants and cattle even grazing on it in areas that were underwater less than a year ago. And that's not because of tidal conditions. That's because of land creation. I think this could be huge for the coast of Louisiana in terms of protecting it and restoring it and protection from hurricanes. And we'll dig deep when we come back with Dr. Coker. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. 7:13, cold today, but it's going to warm rapidly by weekend. And next week, you're talking about highs near 80. We're talking to Dr. Alex Coker, Associate Professor of Coastal Geology at the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, about Neptune Pass. Doctor, before we get to that, we have an excellent staff here. I have a lot of help, and they tell me that it may not be a coincidence that your dog is named Yazoo.
It is the it's the last river to flow into the Mississippi River.
There you
so
go.
Yes. All right. I'm glad that you've got a scholarly staff there.
We've got a crack staff. Unfortunately, half went to LSU, half went to Alabama. So what can you do, right?
We can forgive the half that went to Alabama.
There you go. Tell me about the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, and specifically, I guess, what we're talking about here with Neptune Pass.
Yeah, so we're the research marine lab for the state of Louisiana. So we study the coast all across the state. And I've been working on Neptune Pass lately, which is a new crevasse, a new cut in the river that developed. This is a cut that's about 50 miles southeast of New Orleans along the Mississippi River, kind of around Empire, and then on the other side of the river from Empire. So it flows onto the east side of the Mississippi River Delta. There was like a little channel there for a long time. There would be like a small little oil and gas canal. Mm-hmm. And somewhere around 2019, 2020, that system expanded rapidly. And it increased in size by at least a factor of 10, maybe even a factor of like 50. And so it went from just being this small little trickle to being a really large flow. And in the spring of this year, it carried like over 100,000 cubic feet of water for every second, which is pretty big. It was one of the larger outlets of the river at that point in time. And it's pretty much the largest new channel in the river to develop in most of our lifetimes. It's the largest new cut to have, you know, taken place in the river probably since like they dug the Wax Lake Delta in 1941 over on the Atchafalaya side.
You know, I'm looking at the picture you took that Bob Marshall used in his article on NOLA.com, and if you look at the renderings, if you will, of the proposed Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, it amazes me how similar they are, one done by nature, though, and the other done by a construction company, right?
You know, this system is in many ways kind of similar to what we might expect out of the Mid-Barataria. The idea of the Mid-Barataria diversion is to restart the natural land building processes that built this system, to restart the building of natural deltas. And this is something like that, with the kind of noticeable point that it might even be bigger than the Mid-Barataria. You know, for me as a scientist, I often study these the small systems, saying that they're a good example of what might happen with a big sediment diversion. This system is larger. The core is dialed it back a little bit. When we studied in the spring, it was, like I said, over 100,000 cubic feet per second of water. Mm. The core dialed it back. They stabilized it, but it still carries a lot of flow. So, yeah, it's of the size of what we might expect out of a big sediment diversion, and it's the same kind of processes at play.
So you're talking about, again, our crack staff tells me that forest, plants, cattle grazing in areas that were underwater less than a year ago?
You know, I'm not sure about cattle grazing out there. I've seen cattle in nearby areas. Well, let me tell you what I've seen.
Okay.
So there is, if you go downstream of the cut, if you go out into the big body of water where it empties into, which was called Quarantine Bay, there is like a large deposit, and that deposit looks like the kind of deposit that we see that you would expect to form in this natural, in a system here. It's got sort of long, thin islands, many of which are kind of teardrop shaped, which is the kind of shape that we would expect from a river delta. And a lot of that land is pretty shallow. In some, it kind of depends on the water level. If the water level is low, that land is exposed. If the water level's up, it's maybe under a foot or so of water. It's about 3,000 acres. Some of that stuff is pretty hard, and I've walked on it. Other stuff in there is a little muddier.
Wait, that you walked on that wasn't there a year ago?
I walked on it like we were out there just a couple weeks ago.
No, but I'm saying that was not there a year ago, and you're walking on it today?
It started forming about a year or two ago, so it sort of wouldn't have been there 3 years ago.
Okay.
If you look at the satellite images, you can see it in the satellite image in 2021, but it certainly wouldn't have been there 3 years ago. It might have been there last year.
And I don't mean to get caught up in the minutiae of you're walking on it or cattle grazing on it, but here's the thing. There has been some controversy about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, and when we come back, I just want to know if this could serve as just an example of like an experiment. Here we go. You wanted to know what would happen with the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. Well, this is something that happened as a result of nature, and this is what we can tell you happened, both in terms of land creation and also, I understand, fisher people that make their livelihood from the seafood, and we love to eat it, and people count on that for their livelihood, are very concerned about that. But what else have we learned from this Neptune Pass pouring in the Quarantine Bay? And the big question I have that I ask every guest about this is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, are we talking about, just to pick a round number, whatever, that the fishermen had to go 10 miles out to get fish before, then after the land loss, they got to go 5 miles out now, and if we do this Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, does that mean then they're back to going where they did originally? And, of course, the concern is for the greater good as well. We're talking with Dr. Alex Coker, Associate Professor of Coastal Geology at the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. If you can, go to NOLA.com and look up Bob Marshall's article, Neptune Pass is Helping to Build Wetlands. Then look at an artist rendering of the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project, and they're going to look pretty similar. 721, traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Alex Coker, Associate Professor of Coastal Geology at the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. We're talking about Neptune Pass and a crevasse that was opened because of a high river in 2019, correct so far, Doctor?
Correct, yes.
And it and
several other years of high river, too.
Okay, so. And it could be maybe a prototype for what's planned with the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. I asked you to look at the picture that he took and then contrast it with an artist's rendering of the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion project, and they look pretty similar to me. So can you look at this, Doctor, as a, I hate to call it a dry run, but because it's anything but could this be a sample maybe or an indicator of what would happen with the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion?
You know, it's certainly a great study site, and that's part of the reason that we're out there is we want to understand how this system works and the way that we build land in Louisiana. So this is certainly an example of some of the kinds of things we might be able to expect. And yeah, absolutely, part of the reason we're out there is that we want to understand how river deltas build land, the shapes, the amount. And so it certainly is something that can help us inform, you know, what might happen with the Mid-Barataria or other diversions in Louisiana.
And let me be clear, and correct me if I'm wrong, as a scientist, you're not trying to tell a nice story here or a nice narrative. You're challenging yourself throughout this process to disprove that it is a dry run or an example of what the Mid-Barataria diversion could prove, correct? You're not looking, you don't want to prove one thing or the other. You just want to know what the hell's going on.
Right. We're not advocates, right? We're not trying to, you know, to advocate one thing or the other should happen with Neptune Pass. We're trying to understand the system, and so we're trying to quantify how much land is being built, how that relates to the amount of land that might have come just from the channel. So we're interested in the scientific processes, and we'll leave it up to other people to advocate. My one thought is that those people, whatever they're advocating for or against it or for it, will do a better job if they understand just the basic facts and the basic information.
And part of the scientific method is to prove as well as disprove. So you look at it from both sides, was the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. I mean, the classic science theory is you try and disprove hypotheses, and you're left with the one that you have the most difficult time disproving.
So let's talk about one of the, and we'll have to talk about seafood another time, but one of the objections that has been brought up with the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion was that it would take 50 years to build land. Now, this is not 50 years, so, and another thing is about the level of the land that's built, et cetera. This would seem to indicate that it can happen more quickly than 50 years and that the land is above sea level or higher than some would say it might be with the sediment diversion project?
Yeah, so we've seen somewhere in the nature of 3,000 acres of shallow land. Sometimes that stuff is above ground. Sometimes it's below. Sometimes it's above water. Sometimes it's below water. But we've seen a deposit that's something close to 3,000 acres, and that deposit's formed in the last couple of years. Like I said, a lot of that's below water now, but it's at the level where I would expect that some of that stuff starts to vegetate, you know, this spring. If the processes keep pace with what they are, it'll probably start to grow grass and in marsh grasses in this spring or next spring. And once that happens, it's really gonna, you know, start the sediment trapping in there is gonna start to take off. So yeah, we're probably gonna see if it continues on the path that it continues, and that depends a little bit on what the Army Corps does. I would expect to see, you know, marsh vegetation take place in that deposit in the next, you know, low single digits of years, next couple years.
Doctor, this is very important, and I appreciate your work and those of people that are smarter than I could ever be in 1,000 years, and I hope you come back and talk to us about it, okay?
I love that. Thanks for being so interested in this system. It's great to talk to people who are interested in the science.
Thank you, sir, and pet Yazoo for me. 7:31, a little bit late. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.